Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona with another Trinity moment proving that the Trinity is biblical and that oneness or modalism is a lie. Matthew 12, 31 reads, "Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh the word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come." So in this scripture, it's pretty clear that there's a big difference between blaspheming Jesus Christ and blaspheming the Holy Ghost. He says, if you blaspheme Jesus Christ, you'll be forgiven. But if you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, you shall not be forgiven. Now, according to modalism, according to Oneness Pentecostals, Jesus and the Holy Spirit are the same person. They believe that Jesus is the Holy Ghost. They believe that God the Father is Jesus. They do not believe that God is made up of three persons. So this verse would make absolutely no sense from a modalist point of view, because if Jesus and the Holy Spirit are the same person, how could you blaspheme the one without blaspheming the other? They claim that God the Father is named Jesus. They claim that the Holy Spirit is named Jesus. Okay, that means that if someone were to slam a hammer down on their thumb at the job site and use Jesus as an expletive, thereby blaspheming the name of Jesus, taking Christ's name in vain, according to them, they'd be blaspheming the Holy Ghost as well, because according to them, that's the name of the Holy Spirit as well. When in reality, the Holy Spirit is not named Jesus, God the Father is not named Jesus, and there is a difference between blaspheming Jesus and the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. They are not the same thing because they are not the same person.